So it's me. You know me, Bile, the makeup artist from Philly, the Temple University graduate raised in Bucks County. Also, the first generation 30-year-old single Indian Patel chick, which sounds like an absolute disaster in my mother's eyes. Ironically, but maybe not ironically, I'm also surrounded by tons of friends, guys and girls, who are around my age group and, of course, single. I'd say about 50% of my conversations with friends or even family is about my dating life, who I've met, what methods of dating work and don't work, or will I be carrying on family traditions while battling childhood traumas and trying to bring my guard down? Basically, what I'm trying to say is I'm just trying to break down this whole psychological mindfuck of trying to find the one. Anyway, I'm lucky to say that I've made my living making women look and ultimately feel like the best version of themselves on one of the biggest days of their lives, and it has been nothing short of a wonderful, self-fulfilling experience so far. It's also been kind of a double-edged sword being the single makeup artist who all the aunties love, but I always somehow get the follow-up question of, so, are you looking? We'll have to save that for another episode. But with spending hours with my brides, I almost become a therapist to them in a way, listening to all the horrid stories of their mother-in-laws to be, or on rare occasion, how wonderful their in-laws are. I'm always just so curious, and so I always have to ask why every time. And the answer is always around tradition, culture, religion, and basically things that their in-laws or even parents are holding on to. On the other end of the spectrum, I always love asking the question, so how'd you guys meet? And 99% of the time, my brides always respond with, well, we met on a dating app, or we met through friends, or my family introduced us, or we're from the same village in India and our families decided to connect us and it just kind of clicked. Really? Well, I must say the bride story is always very sweet. And then there's the bridal party, and man, oh man, does that energy shift real quick. When the topic of dating comes up, I get all sorts of responses like, I'm still single and I'm about to lose my shit if there's one more auntie that's going to come up to me and talk to me about marriage. Or, I'm still single and there just are no men left. Or, I'm single and I have to come out to my family. So here at the Dating Culture, we're all about perspective. For me, I've always believed that I can gain value from anyone's insight. What about interracial marriage? Have you ever thought it was never an option for you because you wanted to marry within your culture? Or maybe you wanted to marry outside the culture, but you thought it wasn't allowed. What about the good old subject of baggage? Maybe it could be that there's some childhood trauma that could be tied to your checklist. I think you'll really surprise yourself. My goal isn't to listen to everyone bitch about their awful dates or horrible experience. Yes, that is a part of it. But I more so want to spark conversations with individuals who I feel have unique stories to show the world that we are allowed to let our guards down and that we are allowed to bend the rules for what jives with us. And we are allowed to create our own versions of tradition and culture. And finally, that there really are no wrong decisions with choosing our dating path and love life when we start the process of listening to ourselves, our intuitions, and our hearts. With that being said, I welcome you all to not just my life and my world, but also the Dating Culture podcast, providing you with real and raw perspective on what it's like to love well, date well, and ultimately live well. This journey is going to be about digging deeper into ourselves and real life situations around love and present day dating. For example, breaking down that subconscious checklist that we all bring with us on dates, or exploring taboos with interracial dating, or talking about intergenerational perspectives on marriage, and ultimately how love and self-awareness tie together in relation to us as individuals while searching for our soulmates, life partners, whatever the heck you want to call it. Oh, and did I mention I'm planning on bringing on a dope list of guest speakers along with us for the ride, like an astrologer, a life coach, a relationship therapist, the modern mom, and why not throw in a sex therapist in the mix? And as always, if you have any suggestions about ideas for the show or guest speakers you think might be able to contribute to our episodes, don't hesitate to slide into our DMs. Can't wait to hear what you all have to say and to hear your real and raw perspectives on the dating culture. Stay tuned, yours truly, Bile.